Oh, yeah, he's working with that alto sax. Okay, so we're taking a look at Dr. Maurice Dinette and his association with the NBA, leading the way with regards to diversity and inclusion. And we were talking about this department that he's put together, the Diversity, Inclusion, and Cultural Engagement Council at Large, calling it DICE for short. Diversity, Inclusion, and Cultural Engagement. And cultural engagement. Some of you may have heard some of the conversations that I've had, and some of you will hear the conversation that I will have had with Adrian Pei, an African-American organizational leader. I'm sorry, Asian-American organizational leader who stressed the importance of diversifying not just based on diversities of color, but also diversities of culture. And there's a difference. So, for DICE, another area of focus is to create policy that impacts the organization as a whole. Policy that speaks to women who are pregnant, for example, which supports wives and mothers who aspire to be corporate leaders. Wives and mothers who aspire to be corporate leaders. The council will also focus on creating partnerships with HBCUs to make sure that we have a strong pipeline of diverse talent that is coming into the industry. I like that. Pipelines are critical. I know that some of you are aware of the pipeline that's put into place in the Augusta area, where you have a relationship between Augusta University and Payne College, particularly with regards to the science program, the medical program. The relationship between Augusta University and Augusta Technical School. Augusta Technical College, where they have a relationship that particularly focuses on technology. In Atlanta, you have a strong relationship between the technical school program and some of the universities. South Carolina, Midlands Technical College, working closely with the University of South Carolina. These are pipelines. And in the Augusta area, the pipeline even begins before the technical vocational school level, high school and middle school, getting these pipelines started early so that people can benefit from what these schools have to offer, and the schools can benefit from the talent, including the academic talent that so many of these students bring to the table. So, back to Dr. Dinette. Prior to his appointment at BSC Global, he served as Vice President of Engagement and Chief Diversity Officer at Cleveland State University, where he helped to resolve a crisis at the institution that received national attention after an unidentified person or persons posted flyers around campus of a man hanging from a noose with a derogatory slur against LGBTQ people. It caused a great amount of distress to the student population and the community at large. And the Cleveland State University president then fanned the flames of discord when he seemingly defended the hateful messages as free speech. Unfortunately, the first response that came out from the president's office was inadequate. It was not sensitive. It was not well thought out, and it caused more harm than it did good, according to Dr. Dinette. So his response was to say, "We're sorry for that inadequate response. We're sorry for not addressing the pain and the hurt of the community, and we apologize and we denounce those flyers." He also facilitated a meeting between LGBTQ leaders in Cleveland and students to discuss a game plan for moving forward following that incident. How many of you would say that is the right thing to do to respond the way Dr. Dinette did to the LGBTQ community in that area? How many of you say, no, I think the president was right? If he gave sent the message that LGBTQ is just not acceptable, and whoever posted those flyers was just exercising free speech. What is your position on that? How about flyers denouncing people based on their political affiliation, as Republicans, as Green Party, as Democrats, and on it can go? Should free speech be allowed to put down groups in the name of free speech? Well, Dr. Stinnett, he handled it, and things really turned around. Before joining CSU, he served as Dean of Students at Central State University and as a Senior Director of Community Engagement and Education at Central NEA, which is a multicultural, bilingual education nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. He also worked as the chairman for the World Leadership Program, which is a White House initiative under the Obama administration that sought to spark learning and dialogue between graduate students and universities in the Middle East and the U.S. Though most of his professional experience stems from education and the nonprofit sector, he says that his transition into corporate America really hasn't been tough. It revolves around understanding how to connect diversity and inclusion to the bottom line. He says that when you get diversity and inclusion right, you actually increase your profitability. We have heard quite a few people saying that over the years, that getting diversity right, getting inclusion right, increases profitability. And when the bosses handle the increased profitability right, it brings about a greater accrual of wealth and a greater sense of well-being for everyone. Like I said, when the bosses who handle the distribution of the of that increased profitability handle it right, so much better for everyone. When we come back, I'd like for us to take a listen to an interview with someone else who has achieved quite a bit. This person has achieved in the world of sports, but also now is achieving in the world of politics. He's a U.S. Senator. Who am I talking about?